Confessions of a Secret Sinner, Part 3. You'll use the old rubble to rebuild the foundations. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Line number 2. God won't use you now. Julianne Barnhill continues, women long to have their lives count for something more eternal than their gene size or updated qualifications in a CV. Yet many times we judge ourselves by these superficial standards. Think of all the times you've gazed in a mirror and despised the woman staring back at you. Times you bought into the lie that because of your failures God can't use you. I am living proof that he can and does use us despite our past mistakes. David said, when I confess my sins, you forgave my guilt. The worst sin in Scripture can never drive a wedge between you and Christ's love. If you confess them and seek forgiveness, God's truths can dispel the enemy's deceit. Take hold of this promise. I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. You'll use the old rubble to rebuild the foundations. Line number 3. When people find out what you've done, they'll never love, understand, or forgive you. Some you considered friends may leave. It happened to me. Friends dropped me when they learned the depth of my messes. And I once dropped a friend after learning some uncomfortable details about her life. Friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. I wasn't faithful to my friend, but Jesus always is. Time and again he promised never to leave us. Even if we give up on him, he does not give up, for there's no way he can be false to himself.